Well, good morning, or I should say good afternoon, brothers and sisters. It's a joy once again to be with you. A lot has happened since I was last year. At least in our lives, and I now have a daughter who's married. And I have a son-in-law, and that's a very good thing. She was married August 5th. And it's been a real joy for us. You can pray for her. Her name's Alyssa. She's currently looking for work, preferably in St. Paul. While her husband continues his studies. And it seems that I won't be with you again until Christmas time. I have a very busy schedule this fall. That involves a couple of trips to Africa and one trip to India. To train pastors and indigenous evangelists and church planters. But I'll look forward to being with you just before Christmas and enjoy that time of celebration together. So please remember me and in your prayers and my wife as she's at home during my absence. And we just want to thank you as a church for your support, for your prayers, even for your financial participation in our ministry. It means so very much to us. So thank you so much. Great. If we need to take a break for battery, we can do that. Yep, that's no problem.
Okay.
So let's see if that's better. Okay. Otherwise, we'll just use our evangelist voices and we'll do the best we can. Brothers and sisters, I enjoy reading biographies. I was going to bring some with me this afternoon. I forgot to actually get the books, but one of my favorites is the story of Hudson Taylor. A book called A book called Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secret. And that title tells you why I enjoy reading biographies. We not only learn about great people, but we can learn the secret that made their lives significant. In our chapter this morning, or this afternoon, Philippians chapter
3,
we have Paul's spiritual biography. And the last times I was with you, we looked at his life in the past. And we looked at his goal as an apostle and as a disciple of Jesus Christ. But now, in the verses that we just read this morning, we see his secret for pressing on toward that goal. What was his goal?
他的目标是什么呢?
To know Christ. And the power of his resurrection life. And the fellowship of his sufferings. So that the power of Jesus would be revealed in and through him. And now Paul shares the secret of how he's going to press on toward that goal. It's interesting to look at the language he uses. I think Paul was an athlete. He talks about running races. He talks about boxing. And he uses the language of athletics once again. Because it provides a good picture of what it means to persevere in the Christian life. Now, I used to be an athlete when I was younger and fitter. And one of the sports that I really enjoyed playing growing up was soccer. In fact, when I was in high school, a junior in high school, we had a really good soccer team. We were a bit crazy. It was the 70s, and everyone was growing really long hair.
在70年代，每个人头发都很长。
We shaved our hair so we would look really tough.
但是我们却把自己的头发给剪掉。
And we came up with a little device to encourage one another.
我们有一个方法来鼓励自己。
And we came up with all these words that all began in English with the letter D.
我们就找到英语中以D开头的一些字句。
Words like desire. And dedication. Commitment. Determination.
坚定,
discipline.
有纪律,
drive.
有这个,
and you know, we would, as we were running, you know, for soccer you have to do a lot of running. As we would run, we would say these words to each other to encourage one another. And this is the picture that comes into my head as I read these verses. The Apostle Paul is running along with us in our Christian lives, and he comes alongside of us, and he wants to speak some words to encourage us. The first thing he says is desire. Keep going. Maintain your desire.
第一件事情他说的就是, 要有这个愿望, 我们, 就是要保守我们的追求愿望。
You know, if we're going to achieve our goal in the Christian life, we need to maintain our desire. We need to keep pressing on.
如果我们要竭力的就是要追求这个目标, 我们就是要保持我们这个渴望。
Listen to what Paul says.
我们就看保罗是怎么说的。
Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, But I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet.
十四节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力向前。
Paul says, I want to realize everything that Christ has for me.
保罗说告诉我们，他已经知道耶稣基督要为我们做什么。
I want to be everything that Christ wants me to be as a follower of Jesus Christ.
作为这个耶稣基督的门徒，我想要做到他要我做的。
And this attitude, this kept him going. It kept his desire alive.
这个态度就使得他有这个竭力追求的愿望。
It kept him from becoming proud and complacent.
这样也使他感到自豪。
Saying, "Oh, I'm already a good Christian."
不是说这个，他说我已经是一个好的基督徒。
No, Paul said, I'm not there yet. I want to keep pressing on until I've realized everything that Jesus has for me.
相反的，他说我还不是，我要继续的努力。
You know, spiritual arrogance is a real danger.
在属灵上的傲慢是非常一件危险的事情。
It can cause us to become lazy and complacent.
它可以让我们在属灵上有懒惰。
And then we drop out of the race.
那么我们就会放弃这个比赛。
We say, oh, I already have my ticket to heaven, so I guess that's it.
那也许有人就会说，我已经有了到天堂的这个票，所以我就不用再赛。
And we can become spectators who at best can just cheer on others.
也许我们会成为这种比赛的观望者。
And that's what happens to many Christians.
这也是许多基督徒所发生的。
They just quit and they become spectators.
他们就会放弃只是作为一个观望者。
Nice people.
他们是很好的人。
Believers in Jesus Christ.
他们也是信耶稣基督的。
But they're no longer pressing on.
但是他们却没有竭力的追求。
They become satisfied.
他们为此满足。
And for them the race is over.
对他们来说这比赛已经结束了。
Paul says, not me.
保罗却说这不是我要做的。
He says, I pray this won't be true of you.
保罗说我为你们祷告，希望这在你们身上不会发生。
Maintain your desire.
保持你们的渴望。
He says there's more and I want to press on until I've laid hold of everything that Christ has for me.
他说在耶稣基督里有很多很多我要竭力的去追求。
And brothers and sisters, we need to press on in spite of our past successes.
弟兄姐妹们，尽管我们也许有成功，但是我们还是要竭力的追求。
So easy so often it's easy to simply rely on the good things that have happened in the past.
那么很容易的，我们都会满足于我们所取得的。
But we need to cultivate a kind of sanctified dissatisfaction.
所以我们要去培养那种在不满足的心情。
To keep the desire alive.
就是要保持这种渴望。
To know Christ even more.
我们要更加的认识神。
And to know more of His power at work in our lives.
更加的认识神的在我们生命中的大能。
Now notice here, the emphasis is not on how far we get.
这里我们注意到就是这不是说我们能走，能在这个追求上能走多远。
The emphasis is on us keeping on, keep pressing on.
这里强调的是我们是不是要去这个做这个追求。
Sometimes we'll take great leaps forward.
有时候我们会迈大步。
Sometimes just baby steps.
有的时候我们就像小婴孩的时候走小步。
But the point is that we keep moving.
但是这里所说的我们一定要往前走。
During the years that we lived in Europe, I used to teach at a Bible course that was called Upward Bound.
我在欧洲的时候，我记得我们教他们有一个课程。
It was up in the mountains of Austria.
是在奥地利的一个山上。
We did a lot of hiking, and we were in caves, and we did rock climbing.
我们做了一些爬山，还有攀岩的这个运动。
And one year when I was there, we were doing a number of things around some mountain rivers.
有一年我记得我们做这个山上的河水在上面。
And I was the teacher, but I always got right in and participated and did everything that the students were doing.
尽管我是老师，我确实和学生一样在一起跟他们。
And they put a rope across a river, a mountain stream, and they said, it's very simple what we're going to do. We're going to get into the water, hold the rope, and just move your hands like this and cross the stream.
就很简单的一项运动，就是在这个山上这个河流中间放一根绳子。 那么我们可以下水，然后沿着绳子一点一点移动。
Now it looks simple, but as soon as you get a little ways out from the shore, the current catches you.
看起来是很简单的，但是实际上只要是你一进到水中，那个水流就会，你就会感觉水流的运动。
And you're pulled downstream, and the rope is bending like this, and the water's crashing in your face.
你会感觉到那个绳子也弯了，然后那个水流会到你的脸上。
And I got to watch several of the young people go.
我看着几个年轻人在做。
Some made it, and some got scared and let go, and had to be pulled to safety.
有的人能够完成，有的人就不行，然后还得把他们给拉上来。
And when it was my turn, I realized this is probably more of a mental thing than anything.
轮到我做的时候，我想这可能是个意志的问题。
So I said, Scott, whatever happens, just keep moving your hands. Keep moving your hands. Keep moving your hands.
所以我就对我自己说, Scott, 你不管怎么样，我就是不放弃，就是把手抓紧那个绳子。
Well, I got out there and I thought, oh, this is easy. This is nothing. You know.
对他来说，可能真是一件容易的事情。
All of a sudden, the current caught me.
好，不过那个水流就倒到身上。
And I was scared, and the water was there.
当那水倒到身上的时候，他还害怕。But
I just said, move your hands, move your hands, move your hands.
但是他对自己说，我的手要移动，要移动。
And all of a sudden, next thing I knew, no more current.
突然我就发现就是再没有水流了。
And I was coming up on the other side.
我已经
And I think this is what Paul is saying.
这就是我认为这就是保罗想告诉我们的。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Don't say, oh, it's too much.
不要说，哎，这对我们来说太困难了。
Just keep going. Keep moving your hands.
你要做的就是要把手移动，继续做。
Keep pressing on.
就是要竭力的追求。
So the second thing is Paul comes alongside of us and we're running. The second word he says to us is direction. Maintain your desire.
保持你的愿望,
but also he says maintain your direction.
这里也说你要保持你的方向。
Having first spoke to our attitudes, he now speaks to our action.
他先头就说是我们的这个态度，现在是说我们的行动。Notice
what he says in verses 13 and 14.
我们在13节、14节可以看到。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力向前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
You see, we need to not only keep moving, but we need to keep moving in the right direction.
所以你看到，我们不光要行动。 而且呢,
to keep moving forward,
就是向前看,
toward the goal of Jesus Christ himself. And the challenge here is to keep moving forward by forgetting what lies behind. This is important because a lot of Christians allow their pasts to hinder their forward progress. We need to move forward in spite of the failures and the sin in our past. So Paul says, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on. Now the word forget here is an interesting word. It means to no longer be influenced or affected by the past. I told you when I was a junior in high school that we had a good soccer team.
我刚刚告诉你们，在我上中学的时候，我们有个很好的足球队。
But you know, the season didn't start off very well.
不过那个时候，这个那个比赛，并不是很理想。
We had a preseason game, and we played against a high school that was outside of our conference.
这个预赛的时候，我们先做了一次预，跟我们的这个联盟外面的。
A high school called Abington High School.
Abington.
And you know, they beat us 4-0. We thought we were pretty good. It was embarrassing. We all walked off the field.
当我们这个输掉这场球，我们都觉得很沮丧。
But our coach said, hey, you have to work harder.
但是我们的教练说，哎，你们要一定要努力的练习。
If we did.
我们确实是这样做。
We began winning games.
那我们就开始赢球。
At the end of the season, we were at the top of our conference.
就是在这个季节赛打完的时候，我们在这个我们的这个组里头是第一。
And then we went into the state championships in the state of Pennsylvania.
我们甚至到了这个滨州的比赛，最后一场比赛决赛。
We won our first two games.
我们前两场都赢了。
And then we had to play a team from another conference.
然后我们就要跟另一组的冠军比赛。
Abington High School.
这个正是那个老对手，Abington高中。
And it was a big deal for us. Boy, it was a night game under the lights. The band and even the cheerleaders came. And our families and all of our friends. And the game started. And a few minutes into the game, their star player took the ball, dribbled down the field, scored a goal.
刚刚几分钟，他们那对方就踢进了一个球。
We all hung our heads.
我们的头就低下了。
Here we go again.
不能，我们又输了。
And you know, our coach took a timeout right away.
这时候教练就叫我们暂停。
And he pulled us all together.
他就把我们叫在一起。
And he said, guys, you're a better team than this.
他说，小伙子们，你们现在是个好的球队。
But if you're going to win this game tonight, you have to forget the past.
如果你们想赢今天晚上的比赛，你们一定要忘记刚刚发生的事情。
We couldn't forget the past.
我们不能忘记。
But we could say we're no longer going to be influenced by what happened in the past.
但是我们可以说我们不能，我们可以让过去发生的不再影响我们。
You want to know what happened?
你想知道后来呢？
Eventually we tied the game.
我们最后打平,
went into first overtime.
我们就加时赛进入加时赛,
second overtime.
第二个加时赛,
and I can still remember my friend Johnny Steinmetz when he dove through there and headed the ball into the goal, and we won 2-1.
第二个加时赛，我还记得我那个朋友，他用了一个漂亮头球把球顶进去，在我们
阿。I still get goosebumps.
我现在还觉得很高兴。
But it only happened because we were able to forget the past.
但是这只有在我们忘记过去，我们才能做到。
As Christians in the Christian life, dwelling on past failure and sin will impede our forward progress.
对于基督徒，如果我们常常活在过去的失败中，我们就不能向前看。
I mean, think about Paul.
我们看看保罗。
His past was full of failure.
他的过去我们知道很多失败。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, he writes this.
提摩太前书第一章。
He says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. 1 Timothy 1 verses 12 to 13.
提摩太前书一章十二节十三节，我感谢呢给我力量我们的主基督耶稣，因他因我有忠心，派我服侍他。我从前也是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，傲慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜恤，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的。
I'm sure Satan often came to Paul and said, "Who do you think you are?"
我相信撒旦经常对保罗说你究竟是什么样的人。
You were a persecutor of the church.
你实际上是一个教会的逼迫者。
But Paul had learned to put all that behind him.
但是保罗却做到他把过去的忘记。
And to no longer be influenced by his past.
他的过去不再影响他。
And to press on toward the goal of knowing Christ.
他却在竭力追求主的道路上竭力追求。
And so he's running alongside of us.
所以他一直在往前跑。
He says, maintain your direction.
而且保持他的目标和方向。
Don't look back.
不要往后看。
Press on.
竭力的追求。
Growing deeper in your relationship with Jesus Christ.
这样对我们和主耶稣基督的关系就会增强的更深。
One more thing.
最后。
So we meet Paul now in the hallways of our high school.
我们在这个中学的这个大厅里看到保罗。
And he has one more of those words to say to us.
他对我们还有一句话要说。
Desire?
是渴望。
Direction?
目标。
But now he says, determination.
接着他说，我们要有坚定的信心。
We see this in verses 15 and 16.
我们可以在这个腓立比书第三章的十五节、十六节。
That's right. Back in Philippians 3, verses 15 and 16. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained.
所以我们中间凡有完全人，总要存这样的心。若是什么事上生别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
He says, maintain your determination, maintain your commitment to your goals.
他说为了保持你们的目标，你一定要保持你的信心。
In other words, now that we're on the right track, now that we're moving in the right direction,
也就是说我们现在在这个正确的方向上。
Let's keep going. Let's keep pressing on.
也就是我们要保持，要坚持我们的追求。
How do we do this?
我们怎样做才？
How do we keep from slipping back?
我们怎样做才能不滑到后面？
How do we keep from becoming complacent?
我们怎样的做才能不是我们失去方向？
When we need to keep our eyes fixed on the goal.
我们需要把我们的眼睛盯着这个我们的目标。
We need to keep our eyes fixed on Christ Himself.
我们要定睛仰望主耶稣自己。
You see, there are so many things in this world that cry out for our attention.
你 可以看到在这个事上有很多事情要引起我们的注意。
It's like the marketing that we're continually barraged with that says, pay attention to me.
就像一个在一个商场上很多事情在引诱着我们。
And there are so many things, good things even in life, that cry out for our attention.
即使有些好的事情也会把我们的注意力带走。
Our family obligations.
我们家庭的这个责任。
Our schooling, our work.
我们的学校，我们的工作，
our hobbies，
我们的爱好，
or just the demands of life in general，
或许在我们一般性的这个生活上的需要。
And it's so easy to say, Jesus, that's what I do Sunday afternoons, between 1 and 2 o'clock.
也许对我们说非常容易说啊，认识耶稣那只是在星期天到教会来。
But you've heard me say this before.
不过你在以前听过我说过。
Jesus doesn't want to just be part of your life.
耶稣不只是想作为你生命的一部分。
He wants to be the very center of your life.
耶稣要在你生活里头在中心部位。
He doesn't want to have just a prominent place in your life.
他不光是要在我们生命中占很重要的地位。
He wants to have the first place, the preeminent place in your life.
他想要在我们生命中占首要的地位。
And so we dare not lose our focus.
所以我们不敢把自己的这个坚定失去。
We need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ.
所以我们要定睛的仰望主耶稣。
This is what the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
这节希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书十二章第一节第二节。
He says, Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Now listen in verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
这里说，我们既然有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的事，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。注意第二节，仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，就坐在神宝座的右边。
How do we run the race with endurance?
我们怎样用忍耐来完成我们的这个比赛？
How do we keep pressing on?
我们怎么尽力的追求？
We need to keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus.I was talking to a farmer many years ago.
很多年前我和一个农民说话。
I said, I've always been amazed when I drive past a farm and I look down a row that has recently been plowed.
我跟他说，我当我在这个路上行走，我感到很惊奇。
And I'm amazed at how straight the line is.
我惊奇那为什么那个路是那么的直。
You would think it would look like this, you know.
你可能会想到它有时候会弯弯曲曲的。
I asked the farmer, how do you do that?
那这个农民他是怎么做到的？
He said, it's easy. When you're sitting in the tractor way off in the distance, you find an object and you fix your eyes on that object.
他说这很容易，当你坐在这个拖拉机上，你就找一个点，你就一直看着那个点。
You never look to the left or the right.
你不要看左边，也不要看右边。
You keep your eyes fixed.
你就是看着那个东西。
And you move towards that.
然后你把你的车架上那个。
And you have a nice straight line.
那最后就是一个非常直的。
Isn't that a good example of what it means to run this race we call the Christian life?
这在我们做基督徒的生活中。这是不是一个很好的榜样呢？
And to keep our eyes fixed on the goal of Jesus himself. Another time when I was years younger and we were living in Europe, I went hiking one day in the Austrian Alps. There was a mountain about 3,000 meters called the Chaise Alpine. I always wanted to climb that.
那里有一个, 3,000米以上的山, 我总是想有希望去爬。
There was a young 18-year-old guy, and I said to him, come on, let's go climb this mountain.
有一个18岁的男孩, 我说来, 我们一起去爬山。
We were a couple of, you know, typical North Americans. We had hiking boots, but otherwise, we didn't have any of the right gear.
那么就像这个美国普通这个年轻人一样, 我有一个这个爬山的鞋子。
Blue jeans.
还有一个蓝色的, 牛仔裤。
We started at about 1,000 meters, and then it was straight up.
当我们爬了1000米的时候，就开始变陡了。Halfway
went pretty well.
一半没有问题。Then
we got into some weather.
不过到了一半以后，我们就遇到了天气的问题。And
even though it was the summer, there was a lot of snow.
其实在夏天，我们也看到有雪下了。First
it was our ankles, and it was our calves, and then it was, you know, above our knees, and we're trying to go through this snow.
一开始是盖着脚，以后就到腿，最后我们得迈大步才能过去。It
was cloudy.
天上有厚的云。And
you know, we were right on a ridge, and very easily we could have slipped off and fallen.
当我们走到那个悬崖的边上，我们有可能就很危险。
And as I mentioned, we didn't have the right gear with us, and so we were wet and we were cold and it was miserable.
我开始讲到，就是我们穿了很简单的东西，所以很容易就在雪中变得很冷。In
Europe, at the peak of the mountains, there's always a cross.
在欧洲，在每个山的顶上总是有一个十字架。
And at the foot of the cross, there's a metal box, and in that box, there's a book.
在那十字架的底下有一个盒子，盒子里有一本书。
You'll find this virtually every mountain peak in Europe. And the goal is to get to the peak and to take out that book and write your name in the book.
这在欧洲是很平常，每一座山的最高处都有一个这样的一个盒子，盒子有本书，这个书的用途就是。
And that was our goal as we set off that day.
那其实就是我们那天所要做的。
But I was getting tired.
不过我那天很累。
I was cold.
我也很冷。
I was wet.
身上很湿。
I was scared.
也很害怕。
I was thinking of my family.
我想到我的家人。
But I was not going to let this 18-year-old guy, you know, get up there and not me.
不过我不希望这个我输给这个18岁的男孩。
And even though I knew the right thing for us to do was to turn around, I wasn't going to do it unless he suggested it.
其实我知道可能对我来说这个明智的事是说回头，不过我没有这样做。
So I thought maybe I'll say something, maybe he'll say, yeah, we should probably quit.
我在希望说是这个男孩他先讲，我们回去，然后我们就不爬了。
So I said, I'm really wet.
他说我身上很湿。
And he said, me too.
他说我也是。
I said, I'm really cold.
那我说我很冷。
He said, me too.
他说我也很冷。
And I said, this probably isn't really smart. It's probably pretty dangerous.
然后那个男孩就说, 这个地方很危险，也许对我们来说不是太明智的事。He said,
"Yeah, you're probably right."
他说对你可能说的是对的。Finally,
I thought, "Oh, stop being so proud, Scott."
最后我就跟他说，我说跟我自己说，不要这样坚持下去。
And so I finally stopped. I said, Chris, this is probably just, the weather's getting worse, and it's not safe. And I said, we probably ought to turn around.
最后我就跟这个男孩说，这个天气不好，我们也许不应该再接着往上爬。
And he said, yeah, I think you're right.
这个男孩就说, Scott, 你说的对。
And in that moment, there was a gust of wind that blew away all the clouds.
这个时候呢，就一阵风吹过来。
We both looked up.
我们往上看。
We caught a glimpse of the cross on the top of the mountain.
我们就看到那个十字架在山顶上。
And there was no more talk about turning around and quitting.
那个时候我们俩就不再讲说再回去。
Without another word, we put our heads down and we kept plodding along.
就我们不再说话，我们就默默地往上爬。
If you go to that mountain and go to that cross and open that book, you'll find my name in that book today.
如果你有机会到那个山上，把那个盒子打开，把那本书打开，你就会发现我的名字在里面。
Because we saw the cross.
因为我们看到了那个十字架。
And it gave us that encouragement, that determination to keep going.
他给了我们这个坚定的决心, 让我们往上走。
We're encouraged here to stay the course.
我们就是要保持这个决心, 要在这个路程上。
To keep pressing on.
就是要竭力的追求。
Not to get sidetracked with all the stuff of life.
不要看这个边上发生的事情。
So Paul encourages us with these words, desire.
所以保罗用这样的话来鼓励我们，就是要保持这个渴望。
Don't get lazy, don't get complacent, keep going.
不要变得懒惰，就是往前走。
Direction.
方向。
Don't turn around, keep moving towards the goal.
不要回头，接着往前走。
And then finally he says, stay determined.
最后他说我们要保持我们的决心。
Even when it's not easy.
其实对我们来不容易。Even
when the going gets tough,
即使有困难,
keep pressing on.
我们要竭力地追求。
Did you enjoy the Olympics last month?
你们是不是欣赏上个月的这个奥林匹克比赛?
I did. It's always fun to watch and see these athletes.
对我来说当然是很欣赏。
You know, back in 1968, the Summer Olympic Games were hosted in Mexico City.
在1968年的时候，这个奥运会是在墨西哥城举行。
Some of you, like me, are old enough to remember those games.
有些你们也许有的人像我这么老，会记得那次比赛。
And it was at those games that the African nation of Tanzania sent a man by the name of John Stephen Akwari to run to represent them in the marathon.
在那年就是。 坦桑尼亚的一个，他们派了一个运动员去跑马拉松。
And Akwari during the race stumbled and badly injured his ankle and his leg.
在那场比赛中，这个运动员呢就伤了自己。
And it was at 7 o'clock at night. The stadium was nearly empty.
就是在七点的时候，就是那。
A runner from Ethiopia had long since won the race.
来自这个埃塞俄比亚的一个选手早已经得了冠军。
There were just a few hundred, maybe even a thousand people left in the stadium.
整个运动场大概只有1000个人左右。
When a police siren at the gate caught their attention.
这时候有个警察就 响起了警铃，这样人就注意到。
And limping through the gate came number 36, John Stephen Akwari from Tanzania.
这个来自于坦桑尼亚36号运动员，他就一瘸一拐地走进这个体育场。
His leg wrapped in a bloody bandage.
他的腿是用流血包着。
And those who were present stood and began to cheer this courageous man. And after he completed that final lap in the stadium, a reporter came and asked him the question that was on everyone's mind. They said, with your injuries, why didn't you just stop? Why didn't you just quit?
他说你既然已经受伤了，你为什么不放弃这个比赛？
And he simply said this in response.
他只是简单的用一句话说,
he said, my country didn't send me 7,000 miles to begin a race.
他说我的国家不是说花了这个 7, 7, 英里让我来就是开始比赛。
They sent me here to finish a race.
他们把我送来是为了完成这个比赛。
Brothers and sisters, in the Christian life,
弟兄姐妹们，在我们基督的生命里头，
it's not how you begin that matters.
这不是说你的开始并不重要。
But how you finish.
但是你的结束是非常重要。
So let me encourage you with Paul to finish well.
所以我这里就用保罗的话来 勉励大家。
May the Lord add His blessing to His word.
愿神用这些话来 祝福大家。
Thank you.
谢谢。